Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. St. Paul challenges us to pray. But even when we pray, even though we want to commune with our God, our spirit, our heart does not know how to pray as it ought. And so we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We open ourselves to this God so that he might be able to assist us in the very communion that we long for. But remember, as our Lord hung suspended between heaven and earth, he gave us, on one of his dying breath, he gave us his mother. And so as he gave us his mother, he gave us the ability so that we, as we commune with her, she might be able to fulfill the very function, the very purpose of her existence, and that is to bring the world its Savior, so that we might be able to commune with our God. So through her and through her immaculate heart, we might be able to enter into the heart of her spouse, into the heart of her father, enter into the Eucharistic heart of her son. She opens the door for us to Jesus. So when that spirit is groaning, and it is at unrest because we do not know how to pray as we ought, when we combine our heart with the heart of the mother, she teaches us how we might be able to find that communion. The gift that God has given to us, his mother, she who was immaculate from the moment of her existence, she who was one with God from the moment of her existence, she who was one with God at the moment of her conception, we call immaculate. That this created immaculate conception was given to the world so that we might be able to know, understand, and achieve communion with God. So this profound holiness is possible. May I dare say that it is only possible through our radical communion with his mother. So we invite Mary into our hearts and we invite Mary into our homes so that we might be able to have that cultivated soil so that we might not only receive the gift of faith, but that the faith might continue to grow and bear fruit 60, 30, 100-fold. When we invite the mother in and her immaculate garden, she rids within our home and within our hearts the stone, the thorn, the thistle, the weeds, so that we might be more and more receptive not only to the seed, but the nutrients that promote its growth. We have been given a gift of this immaculate mother, so that this garden might be able to flourish, that this kingdom of God might continue to grow and overflow into the world today. That to the degree in which we give ourselves over to her son and the nutrition of that growth, of that seed of faith, we give ourselves over to that outpouring, that dewfall of the Holy Spirit, we might be able to again not only have that communion with God, but bring the God to the world today. That when they look upon us and how God has achieved so much in our life, in our homes, in our community, in our nation, that the world might raise its eyes to this profound, almighty and merciful Father. You see, we become instruments of the world's salvation. We become instruments of showing the world that Jesus Christ came and died and was ascended again to the right hand of the Father for our sake. We are that instrument. in our world today to show that holiness is possible. So again, as our spirit groans and as our heart is restless until it rests in the Lord, we continue to invite the mother of the Savior in, who that immaculate heart might bring our heart to His. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.